Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible. We repeat, this is an emergency. The unpleasant noise you hear on your radio receiver is not a mistake. Do not turn off your set, but turn up the volume as high as possible. This is an emergency.
Seven-second delay. We'll be along momentarily with Ken, Andy, and Max. That's right, Max sitting in on seven-second delay. We just heard from Radio Stars. Andy Ellison was in a band called John's Children, and Martin Gordon was in a band called Sparks, and they formed Radio Stars. Put out a couple of records. Good rock and roll stuff from the late 70s. We heard No Russians in Russia. John Congos did Tokolosha Man from his self-titled album. It's called Congos. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club did Spook from their album Wrong Creatures. Thanks to Gus Bodenheim. The recipe for the Buckaroo, what is it called, the Buckaroo Holiday or just Buckaroo? Somebody posted it in the comments. I'm pretty sure that's how a Buckaroo is made. Gus introduced me to the Buckaroo, and it's mighty tasty. He was enjoying one there while he was delivering that monologue a little while ago. I'll be back next week. New schedule kicks in. A lot of shows just continuing on as they have been for the current schedule. I will still be on Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Ken's still going to be on EFD before me, 7 second delay. Matt Fiveash taking a hiatus. He will be replaced by Don Fleming for 1 hour from 7 to 8 starting next week. Don's going to be playing an hour of, I believe it's lounge music. And then Becky, Honky Tonk Radio Girl, will continue, as will Olivia in the 9 p.m. slot. Anyway, stay tuned for 7 second delay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. We'll be right back.
From beautiful downtown Jersey City, it's the radio stunt show of the nation, 7 Second Delay, with your host, the king of the zingers himself, Andy Breckman Man.
Where'd we get that intro from?
TaskRabbit. I decided since you can't ever introduce the show, I would hire somebody to introduce the show.
Can we get, how much would it cost to get someone from TaskRabbit to come to Jersey City and delete that tape? $10?
No.
I'll pay it.
It's not for sale.
Best money I ever spent.
No, you're going to have to hear that intro every week until you start introing the show.
Another question. This is just a slightly off topic.
Yeah.
Why do you hate me?
Live from beautiful downtown Jersey City, it's the radio stunt show of the nation, 7 Second Delay, with your host, the king of the zingers himself, Andy Breckman Man.
He's Canadian. You would never even know it.
Oh, I would know it.
There's no accent. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. Thank you, Ken.
He did such a good job.
Money well spent. What did that cost us?
$10.
Yeah. So everybody who pledged money last year is now banging their head against the wall.
Oh, no. I paid that out of my pocket.
Yeah, well, out of your pocket. Yeah. We know what that means. Out of the slush fund. You've seen the big room full of cash, right? Haven't you, Max?
I've seen it.
Yeah, right off of Ken's office. The slush fund room. No one has a key except Ken.
It's a lot like Scrooge McDuck, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes after hours, after the show on Wednesdays, Ken will just get naked and roll around in all that money. You can hear him. You're not allowed in. Laughing and laughing.
How can you tell through the door that I'm naked?
All right, there might be a keyhole. I'm not going to lie to you, Ken. We all line up at the keyhole.
So you peek through the keyhole as I roll around naked in the cache.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Really? Who has the bigger problem? The guy rolling around naked or the guy bent over at the keyhole?
That's a great question.
That's a great question. Yeah. Our number is 201-209-9368. Who has the bigger problem? Who has more issues?
I think the guy bent over at the keyhole.
I think it's the guy rolling around in the money.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's an age-old question.
Everybody wants to roll around in the money.
It's a question that would cross a rabbi's eyes. 201-209-9368. Who has more issues?
Well, that's actually not what we're doing.
No, not at all.
So why don't you introduce Max?
Hey, Max, you have your own show here. This is where, how are you billed on your own show? Is it just Max?
Yeah, it's just Max. Or
no one knows your last name?
Well, the show's called Jams Runs Free.
Jams Runs Free.
Jams Runs Free. I love that. And when's it on?
It's on Sunday nights, midnight to 3.
Yeah. Starting a week from this Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're starting next week?
The 15th.
What's going to be the first song you play?
Jams Runs Free.
Who sings that?
Sonic Youth.
No.
I'm sorry.
Max, no.
I know.
And do you have a theme song? Would that be the theme song?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not familiar with it. Does it mention Andy Breckman at all in it? No.
It's a vague thing. Only fans will understand.
Let me take a second to explain to Andy that when a DJ plays a song as their first song, and that song also is the title of their show.
That's their theme song?
That's a giveaway that it's their theme song.
How would you describe your show, Max, in one sentence?
I don't think I want to at all.
That's the right answer. That's exactly right. I didn't want you to either, to
Thank
be honest.
Thank you.
I'm going to have my assistant listen. I'm gonna make sure he does.
Really?
At midnight. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure he stays up and listens.
What's his or her name these days?
His name is Eve, Yves. He'll listen. I'm gonna make him.
Is he French?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a French assistant before?
No, this is my first. Everyone remembers their first French assistant, don't they? Every boy.
I've never.
Every boy remembers his first French assistant.
I have never had a French assistant.
Oh, they're the greatest.
I've never
I recommend
had an
them. You'll have an assistant soon enough, Max.
Yes.
Maybe it would be Avery. Wouldn't that be sweet? Wouldn't that be sweet? That's karma, baby.
No, that would be her sucking up to me in ways that, you know, unimaginable.
Okay,
then, terrible. I don't want
okay,
her.
No, even better. Maybe she'll apply.
And I can shut her down.
And you can interview her and then say, I'll let you know. I'll let you know next week.
And I'll never let her know.
Yeah, then you ghost her. Oh, baby, there's a plan. Oh, baby, that's how you do it. Okay, so we have Max. We should explain. Max is an intern here. She comes in on Wednesdays.
Yeah, well, she's a DJ now.
Oh,
yeah,
she's a DJ slash intern.
Well,
I believe intern. I believe here at FMU, intern outranks DJ.
No, not so.
I wouldn't think so.
I know you wouldn't think so, honey.
Yeah.
But Max is here on Wednesdays. She's an intern still at the moment, and we're going to use her today. To officiate our little game, we're going to fact check your life, right, Ken?
Yep. Fact checking our lives.
No, let's just do. Well, your life is so much more interesting.
Oh. No, I thought we're.
You
want
to do both
facts about
either
or me?
Either you or I.
Yeah.
And here's how it'll work. People that have been a long time listeners of the show, they know a little bit about me. They know a little bit about Ken. It just. We're very transparent on the air. I mean, we often talk about our lives, right? Our preferences, our likes and dislikes.
Yep.
So just give us a call and just state a fact. For example, after college, Ken was homeless for 3.5 weeks. That's a fact. That's a statement. Something that you know from listening to Ken. And Max will just have to guess whether that statement is true or false. I guess we're looking for either true statements or plausible statements, right, Ken?
Yeah.
So we're at 201-209-9368. Max, I'm going to let you start now. Do you believe Ken was homeless for almost a month after college?
And Max is also allowed to get help. She's allowed
to... Yeah, she's allowed to ask for help.
She's allowed to go to the lifeline.
All right. I think that's true.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, are we starting with the lives now?
Yeah, this is it.
No, that's the demo round.
Okay.
No. That she said
no,
it's true.
No, that's not fair. That's not from a listener. What? You can't pose this.
No,
this
I posed it.
Is.
That's how it works.
No.
But not with you. That's not.
That doesn't count.
Definitely doesn't count.
You were supposed to give Max $110 for one thing.
And $84.
Then you lowered it to $84.
Yeah.
So we need listeners to call us at 201-209-9368.
If I had stuck with the original number, I would be out more money.
That was a
I'm not an idiot.
That was a demo round. We just need listeners to give us a plausible fact.
About me or Ken.
Yes.
Something that you've learned, something that you've gleaned from listening to us. And Max will just say true or false. But wait, but we can't have...
Has to be plausible and also has to be something that Andy and I both know the answer to.
Yeah.
Can't be just something that's so obscure about some fact that Andy said in 1997, for example.
Well, I'll just start.
Was that one true?
No.
Oh.
No.
I really don't feel good about this.
No, it's going to be great.
Because you're going to keep your money.
It's going to be great
for you.
But I can see why you would think Ken spent a lot of time outdoors, banging on doors, saying please. I've learned my lesson.
Ever were you homeless, Ken?
Yeah, were you homeless ever, Ken?
One night.
Yeah.
There was one night.
Yeah, I'm sure Hank has a great version of that story, too.
I got locked out of the apartment and had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And just wandered around the city the whole night because I had nowhere to go.
I love that. That story is something for everybody. 201-209-9368. Thank you, by the way. I have never thanked you for this. Thank you for not knocking on my door that night. 201-209-9368.
Yay.
Okay, we just need someone to just state a fact. Okay, Max, I'm giving you five lies. You can get five wrong answers.
All right.
If it's under five, you go home
$110.
With $64.
What?
What?
$164.
That sounds right.
No, $64.
Hi, you're on the air.
You're learning a life lesson here today, too.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Good, how are you doing?
I'm living a dream.
Aren't we all?
Well, I'm not living my dream.
Okay, well, I'm living your dream, too.
All right, go ahead.
So is it true that True Identity has never been released on DVD?
Hold on. That's a fact. That's a statement.
He's saying, "Oh, okay."
That's a statement. You don't have to say, "Is it true?"
Yeah, you're
making a statement.
True Identity has never been released on DVD.
He's saying,
"I wrote a movie.
Andy's movie, True Identity.
I wrote a movie that didn't do very well. I used to write bad movies.
Okay.
I'm really very good at writing bad movies. It comes naturally to me.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And one of them was called True Identity.
It destroyed Lenny Henry's career.
Thank you.
He was an up and coming British comedian.
Most movies, no matter how bad they are, you can see them in the remainder bin for a dollar, right? Mm-hmm. For $2. But this is a movie that was so awful.
It couldn't have been that bad that they didn't release it on. Oh man.
Yeah. Well, it was. It's up to you. You have to decide.
This is really stressful.
Yeah, it is. Would you say that's a true statement?
$164.
Yeah.
So true or false, it never came out on DVD.
I think that's false.
I'm afraid that's a true story.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a bad movie.
It was that bad?
Yeah, it
was
that bad.
Max, you can't even imagine.
Wow.
I wrote the movie, and I was throwing my shoes at the screen.
Really?
Well, thanks, caller.
Thank you.
One guy not in New Jersey, one guy in upstate New York, he watched the movie, and then he waited outside in the parking lot and beat the projectionist to a pulp. He was so mad at the projectionist for showing that movie.
That's not true.
No, that one's not true.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. We're just stating facts about Andy and Ken, and Max will go home with some money.
Probably not.
You made it too hard, Andy.
No, I didn't make it hard.
I think five is way too low of a number to get wrong.
The object here is for me to not have to open my wallet at the end of the show.
All right, we'll see how it goes, right. And then maybe we'll renegotiate.
No, I'm not renegotiating.
Okay, next statement.
What's the next statement?
Go ahead, caller.
About Ken or Andy, yes.
So one time Ken attached a bunch of helium balloons to a lawn chair as a publicity stunt and a fundraising effort. And flew like 100 feet off the ground.
Okay, that's the statement. Thank you very much, caller.
Okay, thank you, caller.
I'm going to reiterate that. Max, is this statement true or false?
I know that's true.
Hold on, let me do the statement. One marathon, one during a pledge week, mm-hmm. Ken, as a stunt to raise money, was out back on the in the parking lot, what was then the parking lot, and he tied helium balloons to his chair, and he actually rose, as the caller said, 100 feet into the air. That's above this building.
Okay. I saw a video on YouTube of Ken tied to a lawn chair.
Yes.
But I think it was the trailer for that movie, and I did not want to pay for the movie. And you actually cut out the part where
Do you want to take I'm going to offer you in the course of the show four lifelines. Do you want to take a lifeline now, or do you want to try to answer it?
I'll try and answer it.
Okay.
100 exactly.
Not 100 exactly. At least 100.
At least 100.
He went over 100 feet up.
True?
Okay, that's another X, honey. Nobody's getting
80?
Off the ground with balloons.
I'm really bad at this.
Well, you're just bad at science.
I'm going to a liberal arts college.
Yeah, exactly. I should mention the old parking lot. You might remember it, Ken. A lot of gravity back there. It was a lot of gravity.
Yeah, you brought in extra gravity just for that day. I really appreciate it.
Just to keep my friend safe.
Yeah.
I couldn't have Ken 100 feet. 100 feet in the air, baby.
Right, so
no one's going 100 feet in the air.
Max has gotten the first two wrong.
Exactly.
So this is not looking good.
Yeah. No, it's looking great. No, what are you talking about?
This isn't about you. You invited me.
Wait, what's not about me? When has there ever been a show not about
me? We have to make this more competitive.
No, we don't.
Yes,
this
we
is
do.
Going exactly the way I hoped it
We're
going
to be done in 10 minutes.
Terrible.
And then we have
Max, you can ask for help. I would advise you asking listeners for help. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a fact.
Okay, it's about Andy or Ken.
It's about Ken. He wrote the definitive biography of Bob Dylan.
Okay. Well, definitive is a subjective word, but here's the fact that the listener is suggesting. Are you ready?
Yes.
That Ken once wrote a biography of his idol, Bob Dylan. That was very well received. People that read it, it was self-published, very well received, and people, I don't know if you'd call it definitive.
Sometimes known as definitive.
Right. About Bob Dylan, about his hero Bob Dylan.
I really don't know.
You want to ask people for help?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then why don't you tell our listeners, please, for the love of God, help me.
Please
okay.
help me.
Can I just go to
yeah,
the
yeah, hang up on this
I'll go
guy.
To the next caller.
Okay. Maybe someone read the book.
Hi, caller. Max needs your help, so hold off on your fact, because Max needs to ask for your help.
All right. Did Ken write the definitive biography of Bob Dylan? It's got to be false. I'm not saying that as my answer.
Because he's so nearly illiterate.
Wait, that's to me?
Yeah.
Yes. Please help me.
I was calling with a question, but I get these rights subjective, but I will say Ken might have done it, but he doesn't have an ISBN number, so it's not considered a book, so he did not write the definitive biography.
Well, it was self-published.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, you make sense, but you can still write a book. You don't even
yeah.
without a.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, so the answer is no.
Well, false.
She said false.
False.
Is that your? Well, that's correct.
That's correct.
Yes.
All right.
This is awesome.
Yes.
Do I get my question?
Okay.
Yeah, now you can.
Okay,
now
Morph. Now you can give us your fact.
Yeah. Because you've met Ken, right?
I was he's not right. Read, but I'll leave it at one.
He's not writing a book. Ken, wait, I'm sorry, caller. Hold on, caller. Ken, what was the last book you read? What was the last book you picked up and opened?
It was
writing a book.
Number Go Up.
Yeah, Number Go Up.
That's the last book I read.
Yeah. I remember I once caught him. He had fallen asleep halfway through Hop on Pop.
I finished Hop on Pop.
You bought the audio book and you heard it on the way back to home.
Back to the lake. It counts.
I said they had to do a book on a book they could then choose, and he chose Harold and the Purple Crayon.
We can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
Morph, you're breaking up really weirdly.
I'm here. Okay, anyway, that doesn't matter. I'll give my
factoid.
Is it working? Is it
yeah.
Yes.
I can almost hear you.
I'll slow down too.
Okay, it's okay.
Within Andy's enjoyment of Schadenfreude, he once fired a drummer live on air from a band.
Okay,
thanks, Morph.
Okay.
Have a bad connection.
But so I understand.
He was saying that one time during the show, Andy once fired a drummer from like a high school band.
Fired?
Yeah.
Yes, the band asked me. The band was in a pickle. They wanted to fire their drummer. They didn't have the nerve to do it, but they gave me the kid's phone number, and live on the air, I fired him from a band.
I feel like you know a lot of details about this, so I'm going to say it's true.
You think I would do that?
Yes, absolutely.
No, fire it. But he was a kid. I mean, it would be a kid. It would be in high school.
You keep on offering me money and then saying that you don't want to give it to me and lowering
You're
the amount.
You're saying I'm heartless.
She got it right, Andy. She got it right.
Okay, I did that, yeah. It was probably the high point of my radio career.
I think he
probably.
Cried, right?
Oh, yeah, he cried.
Did he
Woo!
Cry?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy.
How many kids have you made cry on your show, Ken?
None. You've made a whole bunch of people cry.
Yeah, but you've played Joy Division.
You made Aunt Tess cry.
Yeah, that's right.
And Aunt Tess was a senior citizen.
Yeah.
Who lived in a nursing home. And
well, that's almost too easy.
Andy made her cry.
And shooting fish in a barrel.
And Andy made young Henry cry.
I don't know.
Because,
my grandson?
No, it was a different Henry. And he raced here so that you could outbid the tooth fairy
for his
tooth that fell out.
Yeah, I was going to give him more money for
and
his tooth.
Because he was 30 seconds late, you would not honor it, and he cried.
He should have taken the stairs. That elevator is very slow.
All right, so we're going back to the phones. We're fact-checking
But those stories have a moral, Max, that applies to you.
What?
I will not open my wallet if I lose this game. I mean, if I win this game. And
you
I will.
To.
I will. No, I will.
You have to.
No, I will not.
Hi, you're
you
on the air.
You have to win this game if you want your money. Hi. Thanks for calling.
This is Nadia.
Oh, hi, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
I'm sorry I haven't called. I have, like, dance on Wednesdays. And
Nadia, you're doing a show this summer, right? What's the date of that show?
July 13th.
Okay, July 13th. Nadia's doing Radio Row, I think, right? Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m.
So yeah. Max has a show. Nadia has a show. Hey, if you want a show, 201-209-9368. Ken's just a girl that can't say no.
Okay, so I have a fact.
Okay. Is it about Ken or Andy?
It's about Andy.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's that Andy, one time he played Monk in one of the episodes because it just for fun, and it was like one of the best episodes.
Oh, that's a very good, okay, that's a good fact. I'm going to...
Okay, thanks, Nadia.
You know, I produced a TV show some years ago, right, mm-hmm. called Monk, and there was one episode for one scene. It was a short scene, like a three-minute scene. They needed an actor to play Monk. The story was Monk was called away.
Normally played by Tony Shalhoub.
Normally played by Tony Shalhoub. And I actually got to play Monk for a scene in that show.
I think that's completely false.
It is false.
Yes. I'm really good at this game,
What's the score now? 2-2?
No, it doesn't. Well, it's all...
Am I against Andy? We're just counting...
He's not playing. No, I'm not playing. We're just counting X's. She has two X's. Right,
okay.
But you know, she only has three lives.
Right.
Three X's
and
you're out.
We have 35 minutes to go.
I think you should raise the original one back to 7. Give me 4.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll say 5 X's. Yes. 5 X's.
No, we'll say 7 X's.
No, that's too easy. No.
At least 6.
No.
6.
No. Just...
Yes.
Why don't we say 5 and just think before you answer?
No. I think that you should give me 6.
What's the SAT rule? You don't rush. You think. You take your time.
Well,
I
the SAT rule
well
is, for,
SAT
for one
you
thing,
did
you,
great.
You
no,
get,
I didn't.
I think you get 200 points just for signing your name.
Yeah, I know. I wish
I
wish
I did worse
known
than
that.
I thought
exactly.
I did.
I didn't know you had to sign your name.
Oh, did you fail the SATs?
I didn't do great in the SATs.
What did you get on the SATs?
I don't remember.
Who did better, me or you?
I did. Oh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah,
that.
Do you remember what you got, Andy?
No, I can't do math, and I can't. I'm no
spell or read.
I probably did reading comprehension pretty well. How did you do, Ken?
Mediocre.
Yeah, I did a little better than you. That's all I remember. All I remember about that day is I did better than Ken.
I'm sure you did.
Look, the two of us clearly screwed up somewhere. Because look at us.
Because that
look
was,
where we are.
That was, I think, when I took it in 1975.
Yeah.
The height of my drug use. Very poorly timed.
Oh, man, I need an excuse like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a better excuse. Okay. You have drug use.
Okay, what was your excuse?
I just remembered.
What was it?
I was a couple years older than you, so 73.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Ah.
That was the year I didn't care.
Yeah.
I just didn't really try that hard, I'll be
honest.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Hi, caller. What's your fact?
Me?
Yeah.
It is you.
Me. Me.
Real quick, let me congratulate Max on going to a liberal arts school because you learn a little bit about just about everything and not a whole lot about anything.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a lot of money every year.
Yeah, I would buy stock in you, honey.
So the fact is that station manager Ken suspended this very show, 7-second delay, because the 7-second delay was not implemented to prevent a curse from going over the
air. That's good. You know, Ken, as I'm sure you know, if somebody curses accidentally, you have to hit the button, right?
Oh, yeah.
There was an incident, this caller is saying, where one of us cursed. I don't know who he thinks cursed, but one of us cursed. And Ken, for some reason, didn't get to the button in time, and we, as a show, even though he's the station manager, we were suspended.
This caller is essentially saying that I suspended myself.
Right.
Correct.
Do you think that's true, that Ken would suspend himself, or Ken didn't get to that button in time?
I think that he did.
You think it's
I
not?
Think
yeah.
It's true.
Oh, you think it's true? He suspended the show?
I think so.
Well, then you got that right. Yeah, that is true.
That's true.
You can't just put down X's for no reason.
No, I'm not. Two X's, honey. That's all.
Oh, you're just doodling?
Two X's.
Yeah, but now I'm putting Y's. I'm doing X's and Y's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Andy was getting waterboarded.
To raise money during the marathon.
And I accompanied him, so I left the board also, and he went out to the back porch up on the fourth floor to get waterboarded, and then he cursed. Because he was getting waterboarded, he was so upset about not being able to breathe. Because, you know, he's a pussy. He cursed.
I also blurted out where the nearest Al-Qaeda cell was. That waterboarding really is effective.
So, of course, when Andy cursed, I was too far away from the dump button. But when he yelled out the location of that Al-Qaeda cell, oh, boy, I made the button in time for that.
Yeah. And that was the big word. That was the F word. They call it the F-bomb.
Right.
That's what we call it.
Fire truck.
Radio. Fire truck.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know what it meant at the time.
We're at 201-209-9368. So being waterboarded, the FCC would not accept that as an excuse. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I get it. They're a government agency. Pretty serious. Uptight.
Okay, you got that wrong, though. I have to give you another X.
Andy, what? What?
I said, isn't that interesting? And you said, yes, it was. And it wasn't.
That wasn't interesting.
That wasn't interesting. That wasn't interesting at all.
Count no. That. You never made small talk
that was
in your
interesting.
Life. That you never just
you,
said
no,
something to appease
you
somebody.
You said that was interesting.
I never said it was interesting. I just, I listen.
I said, isn't that interesting? And
that
you said,
was,
yes.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count
Jesus.
At all. I think for every single time you say something counts, I get another
$20.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not my kid. You sound like my kid.
We're up to $104.
Oh, shut up, both of you. Here we go. 201-209-9368.
We're playing Fact Checking with Max.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Well, a well-known fact about Andy Breckman, wrote Rat Race, assembled an all-star cast, fantastic movie. Little-known fact, there is a little animosity between character actor Rowan Atkinson, who used to play Mr. Bean, and Andy. Originally, the script had that character winning the race. However, because of on-set tension, there was some prank. I don't know exactly the details. They changed the ending to have his character lose at the end.
Well, that's true. There was an actor. There was an ensemble movie. You know,
there
was a lot of characters.
It's true. You just said it.
Well, no, I'm just saying. No, I'm gonna reiterate what he said, and then you decide.
Thanks, caller.
And for reasons I don't want to go into here, in the original script, one character did win the race. It was a movie about a race, and about midway through production, for reasons I'm not going to go into, the script was rewritten, and that character did not win the race. So, is that statement true or false?
I think it's false.
You think that's false?
Yes.
Why? How could that be false? Why? What about that story rings untrue to you?
I don't know. I feel like maybe you wouldn't want to rewrite an entire thing.
Exactly. You're correct.
Yeah.
Right. Who would want to work?
Even if you dislike
someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rewriting a movie on behalf of Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
That's,
or no. Or again to punish Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Look, I was just at the craft service table eating bagels. I wasn't going to work.
How's the rest of the cast of Rat Race doing?
I don't know.
I know it made Whoopi Goldberg's career. And how about Breckenmeyer? How's he doing?
I think he did fine after Rat Race.
Really?
Didn't he have a show or a couple
did
of
he?
Shows?
Seth Green?
Seth Green is thriving.
Is he?
Well, he's a producer now, too.
Wow.
I think he directs.
Oh, they all got the Rat Race bump.
They all beat the Rat Race curse, is what you're
that's what I meant
polite
to
say.
Yeah. All right, so Max has only two X's.
Shoot.
This is great news. I love this game. Thank you for inviting me on.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're asking listeners to call in with facts.
I don't want to pay this girl any.
Plausible facts.
I really don't want to pay
this
girl.
You're going to pay me so much
about
money.
About me or
I
Andy.
Just, why did I even couch it like this?
If
you would have done it for free.
No.
What the hell? Would you have stayed for free? No.
The way this works
I could have
is
gotten you for $40.
If Max can get four or fewer wrong answers, then Andy has to give
all right, let's just keep going. Let's just take more calls. Stop your babbling. 201-209-9368. Let's just take calls.
184?
No one's even said anything like that. None of those digits apply. 201-209-9368. Let's just take a bunch of calls.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Say something plausible.
I hate to interrupt, guys, but this is just one of those weeks where instead of listening to the show later on and wishing that I'd called in, I would call in.
Thank you for sharing that. That meant nothing.
I'm sure you are.
So wait, elaborate.
No, don't elaborate. We're moving on. Tell me what statement
he's
you'd like to.
He's saying that he usually listen on.
Tell me what. Yeah. Tell me what statement you'd like us to fact check, or you'd like Max to fact check.
That Ken once spent the evening as a guest of the Ann Arbor Police Department.
Oh yes, Ken. Okay, Ken went to school in Michigan in Ann Arbor, right? And there was a night that listeners are familiar with. He's told the story more than once, where he was arrested. It was a party. It was a drug-related arrest, and he spent the night in jail.
You're now elaborating.
Yeah, I'm making it more. I'm making it plausible. Let her answer. Hold on.
Okay. It's not fair if you try and convince
me. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not even a fact about you. This is
answer the question.
You're not supposed to
answer
have...
the. Okay,
thank you, caller.
Then it's I'm gonna false. Give...
You think that's a false?
I think that's
story?
A false story.
That's false. I have been arrested, but never in Ann Arbor.
Oh come on!
That's what the fact was.
No,
you can't do that. You can't give me an.
Was it an outlying community? Was it in Michigan?
No, I've never been arrested in Michigan.
Yes.
Did you ever spend the night in jail?
Yes.
Not in Ann Arbor.
Wait, but give me half an X.
We're not doing that at all.
He said Ann Arbor.
Another $20.
That's not how it works.
I'm not paying.
He said Ann Arbor. And also, you can't do what you did. You elaborated.
Yeah, making it plausible.
You can't keep on lying to make it plausible.
Why not?
You added the detail that it was for a drug charge.
Yes. Well, duh. Everybody, here's my impression of everybody listening. Duh. Okay. 201-209-9368.
Well, I'll have you know that I've never been arrested for a drug charge.
Great. Mazel tov, Ken. Although, the night is young. 201-209-9368. Let's take the call. Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show. What's your fact that we can fact check?
Your favorite story to tell about Little League is your grand slam ninth inning homer.
Okay.
And wait, this is my wife, Beth.
Max, say hi to Beth.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Max.
And Beth is relating, I didn't have a stellar career in Little League, but there was a... There was a great play
that you love to talk about.
There was one hit. Slam. It was a grand slam. Bases were loaded, and I did win the game. There was one...
I don't know whether this is true or false.
One magic moment.
Well, isn't it important that you and I both know the...
No, only one of us has to know.
No, I don't think that's fair.
Okay, so go ahead. Wait, Max is ready. Max?
I don't know the answer to this.
Well, Max, you don't have to know the answer.
All right, well, Beth is on the line with us, so Andy can't lie.
Give me 1 second to think. Wait, Beth, can you help me?
No, she has the question.
But you could get help from another listener.
But how would another listener help with this?
They might, you know. I mean,
were they at the game?
Well, for example.
The only other listeners would be every member of our family.
Oh, brother.
Why? Andy would never have told that story on the air.
I'm putting a clock on this. You have 8 seconds.
Eight?
Yeah.
I think that's true.
That's a true story. There's your ex, baby. It was not a grand slam home run, was it?
What do you mean? Why did she get an ex?
No, it was an unassisted triple play.
That story
was
false.
But he tells everybody.
Max tells it. I made an unassisted triple play, not a grand slam home run. Thank you, honey. Oh, look at those beautiful exes.
See, I knew that couldn't be true.
Because I don't have the power to go.
Well, because you never told the story.
The opposite field.
Because I've never heard that story.
You mean if that story was true, you would have heard it ad nauseum?
I would have heard it 20 times if it was true. I've never even heard you say that you played baseball. I've never heard you say you played anything.
I very briefly played baseball, Little League, and there was one highlight. It was I was playing second base. It was an unassisted triple play.
What? So you fielded a ball?
Well, it was a line drive. It was, okay, runners on first and second.
Okay.
Line drive to me. I caught it in the air. That's one out, right?
Okay, yep.
The runner from second had left the base. He started running.
Okay.
I tag second.
Okay.
Right? Catch him off base. That's two outs. The runner from first is an idiot. Probably suffered some sort of industrial accident
recently.
Yeah. He's running right toward me. He doesn't think to stop. I turn around. I still have the ball in my glove. He runs right into me. Third
wow.
out. That's how you do it.
So what did the team carry you on their shoulders?
No, here's what I remember about that play.
Yeah.
About that moment.
Yeah.
And then I looked up into the stands, and my dad was just arriving at that after the play. He had missed it. He had missed it by 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
That's all I remember.
Tell
about
the story
play.
Again.
Shut up. Oh, I hate you. God, you tell the story again. That's something Beth would say. 201-209-9368. Okay, here we go. I got to get to 5 X's.
Here we go.
I'm at 3 X's.
Max has 3 X's.
I don't want to pay this girl.
If she can keep it to five or fewer.
Right.
Five or fewer.
She has two more mistakes
she
can make.
She gets $84.
You might want to consider the lifeline if you're not sure.
I've been doing pretty well, though.
You've been doing great. You're on pace. It's exciting. It's a nail biter.
Hi, you're on the air, or are you? Hi, you're on the air.
Can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
We all get the help we need.
Hi, yeah. Zachary.
Hey, you can imagine how excited Ken and I are to be on the air, if you're excited.
I can hardly contain myself. The three of you, it's magical.
Hit us with your factoid, Zachary.
Okay. Factoid, Max.
Yes.
Andy Breckman.
Yes.
He was a musician. Probably still is a little bit. Did you know he used to perform with a band, the Breckettes?
That was the name of the band, yeah. I did have a backup band.
Andy Breckman and the Breckettes is what Zachary is claiming.
You want to use a lifeline?
Yeah, I need a lifeline.
All right. Well, how could anyone help you with this?
Yeah. Well, if it's a longtime listener, you know, it's something that you might have talked about. Hi, you're on the air. Okay, we need somebody to call us at 201-209-9368.
Max, if you ask for help yourself, maybe someone will respond.
Max is...
Can someone please help me? I don't know at all.
Are you leaning toward...
I'm not going to tell you anything.
Why? What can I do? I can't change your mind.
I just feel like you're going to...
Oh, you know who would call that would convince you? One of the old Breckettes.
No,
I know a couple of them.
Actually,
I know a couple of them listen.
I'm going to give my answer. Yes. I don't need help.
Is Rhoda is Rhoda still around?
Independent young woman.
Yes.
And I think it's false.
Okay, it is false. How did you know that?
It's ridiculous.
I can't think that you would ever name your band the Breckettes. That's why.
I can't think I would ever have a band.
Yeah. No, it would be the Andalinas.
In order for me to have a band, I'd have to learn to tune my guitar. And that ain't going to happen. It's a learning curve.
Andy did have a career as a musician, though. That's true.
Yeah.
Did you ever play with a band?
I made some demos, and I had a band, and then I did some TV spots.
And you played with the Persuasions.
I sang with the Persuasions.
Yeah, you were the puberty fairy with the Persuasions.
That I don't remember. That part I don't remember.
Yeah, you wore a tutu.
I don't remember that at all. I don't think that happened.
You held a magic wand.
That really, I can't remember if that's true or not.
No, that's definitely
true. I'm
sure
I'd remember.
You can find that on YouTube.
You're describing a loser. And I don't think at any point I would.
But what was the name of the band that you recorded your demo with?
I didn't have a name for them.
Something Garden?
I've always wanted to call my band BM and the BMs. I think that's a funny name.
BM and the BMs.
Oh, I had another name for a band. Max, tell me if you like this. It would be Everybody's Equal featuring Andy Breckman. That's kind of funny.
I think I'm medium on that one.
Oh, for the love of God. Let's take a call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I've got a little fact about Ken.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So back in Ann Arbor, I've been told Ken was kind of a car guy, and he was really into his Jeep. Like, he was a Jeep guy.
He owned a Jeep in Ann Arbor. That's all we need to have. True or false? Ken owned a Jeep in Ann Arbor. Don't look at Ken.
I'm not looking at Ken.
Okay. Do you want to, do you want help from a listener?
No. I'm just thinking about. I don't think that's true. I don't think that Ken had a deep in Ann Arbor.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Ken, is it true?
Not true.
Yes.
Let's see. What did I have?
What car did you have?
I had a Pontiac Ventura, and I had a Chevy Caprice.
Were you a car guy in Ann Arbor?
Well, I had a car. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much the whole time I lived in Ann Arbor, I did have a car.
But you knew that, I guess, Max. It was easy to deduce.
Yeah, the Pontiac Ventura was called the Vermilion Stallion.
Because Jeeps are for winners.
Now, I'm not a Jeep guy. You can look at me and know that I don't drive a Jeep.
All right.
I don't think we can look at you and know that you don't drive a Jeep.
No?
I don't know. You can. Jeeps are tippy. That's why my mom won't let me get one.
Yeah.
Oh, they're tippy? They might tip?
Yeah, that's what she says.
You take a curve?
Yeah.
Well, no, in high winds.
That too, yeah.
Because they're so square and high.
Max, do an impression of your mom being worried about driving a Jeep.
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
Like, oh, man, my friend, she got a Jeep for her birthday. Jeeps are tippy. They're tippy. They'll tip.
That's your mom. Yeah, that's your mom. Go. You nailed it.
Thank you.
That did sound like your mom.
It really did. It's spooky. It's if your mom had joined us.
Oh, incredible.
Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. We're fact-checking Andy and Ken's life, and Max could go home with
this is so exciting.
$94.
$84.
God, you're so generous, Andy. Really.
$84.
Max has gotten three answers wrong.
Oh, wait, we got to take calls. Come on,
and
wait.
If she can get.
Wait, we have to generate calls.
If she can
stop talking. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air. What's the fact that we
take
need to
your
check?
Time.
No.
Take your that's time, caller. Wait, you're talking so. Hang
on
a second.
Ken, that's not fair.
I can't
go
hear
ahead, caller.
A word anybody is saying.
Does
caller.
Max know who the Grateful Dead are?
What's that?
Does Max know who the
Okay,
the band,
you know the band,
the Grateful Dead,
right?
Ah. No.
Oh, you don't know much.
I don't know the Grateful Dead, actually.
Not a good question, then.
But I mean, she knows that the Grateful Dead are a band.
No, I know the Grateful Dead.
Okay, what is your fact?
So, true or false, is Andy a fan of the Grateful Dead?
Good question. Wait, that's a great question.
No, I think that's subjective.
No, it is not subjective.
That is not a yes or no.
No, I either have tons of Grateful Dead music on my iPhone or I don't. I am either a fan or I'm not.
What's tons of music?
At least 80 songs.
80 songs?
If I have 80 songs, I'm a fan, right?
I don't know. I don't think 80 is a good number.
That's like being a super fan.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have north of 30 songs on my iPhone, true or false, of the Grateful Dead.
Well, see, now you're leading.
I'm a fan. Well, it is subjective, so now I'm clarifying.
You're elaborating.
Okay, now it's objective.
Again, I don't know the answer to this question.
But I could prove it one way or the other after this call.
Okay.
I have at least 30 songs of the Grateful Dead on my iPhone.
I think you do. I think you have north of 80. I think you're a super fan of the Grateful Dead.
I think she got it right.
I think she did.
But I can just tell by the way you look.
You're so disappointed.
What's your favorite Grateful Dead song, Andy?
I'm sticking it to the man.
They don't do that.
Well, they do songs that's the subtext.
That's a fish song.
That's the subtext. I just wait for drums. I just wait for the 45-minute drummer.
Who is your favorite Grateful Dead drummer?
Probably the one, if you're looking at the stage from the audience, the one on the left. Lefty, I call him. 201-209-9368. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Lefty played on stage right.
When Lefty was tripping.
No.
And those guys were always tripping.
No, they were smart. Lefty played on stage right because to the audience, he was on the left.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're all mentally challenged. 201-209-9368.
All right. Max has three X's.
Yeah. And then, come on. There's 14 minutes left. Come on. Take the call.
Hey, did I play
Stop
you?
Stop stalling.
Did I play you?
Stop stalling. Stop stalling. I'm going to give an X. If there's no call.
No, we
got to put a clock on it like in basketball.
Hi, you're on
there's
the
There's got to be a clock on every shot.
No.
You're killing your own time.
Hi, seriously. What's your fact?
There's been a caller on the air for the last two minutes.
Ken, you have to shut up now. Go. Okay. Caller,
go ahead, caller.
Talk faster.
Go ahead, caller.
Ken was a teen prostitute.
Okay, no, we're not. We're moving on.
We're not taking that. That's absurd.
That's right. Right. Ken didn't get into prostitution.
Everything was consensual.
Right. So he was in his late 20s.
Right. Hi, you're on the air.
By the way, and this is, I'm just digressing, best $30 I ever spent. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I just called in to make a comment about the helium balloon question.
No, we're moving on.
We're moving on.
We need a statement that
we need factoids.
Yeah, 201-209.
About me, Ken, or Andy.
Yeah,
and
true or false.
Max has to guess whether it's true or false. And Max, you can send out a lifeline to listeners.
I feel like I've been doing well enough that I don't need anyone's
help. Your instincts
have
treated
great.
You very well.
Yeah.
You'd be a good detective. 201-209-9368. Let's take that call, Kenny.
Okay, there's a call.
Here we go. Put it on.
By the way,
a clock ticking. I'm going to give an X if we can't get that on the air.
That's not fair.
I'm deciding what's fair.
I have no control over whether there's a call on or not.
Talk to your Uncle
Caller's
Ken.
On the air.
Go. And hi. If you're on the air.
If listeners want to help Max, they can just not call at all. Just saying.
So then I'm going to spell
it. I got
off
it. About 10 years ago, these two guys did a show a competition to see who could do the most push-ups. And they actually tied. Because they were both so exhausted at the end.
Yeah, we did it in a bar around the corner. We did a push-up contest. And we tied.
And so
I think you're grasping for Dita in a bar around the corner. And push-ups.
Andy's getting desperate.
And I won.
They were totally exhausted.
She's reading
it. And everyone loves me.
Are you saying it's
and
true
I won
or false?
False.
Why, because of the everyone loves me part?
Yeah.
All right, fine. You got that right. God,
Andy, you're getting desperate.
Shut up. Okay, let's take these calls. Come on, Ken. We got to go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, what's your factoid?
Hi, you're on the air.
It's me, right?
Yeah, it is you.
It's you.
Is your name Ray?
Andy.
Ray?
In one of the movies Andy wrote, they used his real number on a sign in the movie, and he kept getting calls every time it would show on cable. People would call
okay,
him
I
up.
Think I get that. I wrote a movie, and instead of a 555 phony number, I used my real cell phone number, and a million people call. A lot of people call.
Was it just like oversight where you're like, oh, no one's actually going to do this? Was it in the back? What movie was it? How about that? You know what movie it was.
I'm going to say it was. Wait, hold on. Let me
No,
think.
You know it. If a million people called. No.
There's no movie. Andy has never made a movie.
No one's watched them.
I've never had a million people. But the movie was called Moving. That was the name.
Oh,
of the movie.
By with Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think you did that.
That is true.
Yes!
Damn it, honey.
I love this game.
Damn it.
$210. God.
Damn it.
And
I really don't want to pay this girl any money.
You're the one who offered me money in the first place.
Yes. What was that? Because I didn't think you'd win.
And last night you were saying.
All right, let's go. Let's take a call.
Last night,
Ken,
you were
stop
saying
talking.
$110.
No, I never
and
said that.
And then directly
and
after
then
saying.
And immediately after telling me $110, you called Max and told her $84.
Because when I learned that Max's dad was a famous musician.
Which, for one thing,
he's not
is
famous.
Dishonest. But for the other thing, it's like, why 110 and then 84? Where do you come up with these numbers?
Well, I did a little research, and if you have an iPhone now, they all have calculators.
Uh-huh.
84 is a lot less than 110.
Yeah,
that's what I learned.
I see.
Okay, let's take these calls.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, just what's your fact?
Ken loathes the music and the songs of Tom Lehrer.
Oh, Tom Lehrer is. Oh, do you know who Tom Lehrer is? That's
no,
way before
I don't.
Your time. We almost have to disqualify this then, right?
Why? Yeah, she doesn't know who Tom Lehrer is.
He does.
He did political satire and cultural satire.
He wrote funny songs. It was a Weird Al Yankovic
in the
kind of thing.
No, you can't compare him.
Well,
to
but
Weird
I don't
Al
know
Yankovic.
What reference she would have. It was an SNL-ish kind of
musical. Mort Saul.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Ken. That's right, Max. He was a musical Mort Saul. Thank you, Ken. I was really at a loss. 201-209-9368. Come on, let's take some more calls.
Oh, well, let me hang up on this one.
Yeah,
there we go. All right.
Musical Mort Saul. I wonder why we're struggling for listeners. 201-209-9368.
Make fun of me and Mort Saul again.
No, I want to take the call. Come on, Ken, you got to give me some shots.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there, you're on the air.
What's your factoid?
Yada, yada, yada.
Love the show. I can't believe I got
I can't believe you got through
I
either.
I can't believe it
I'm
either.
Giving you an X.
No.
We got to go.
I hope this works as a as an eligible question. Now I'm starting to wonder.
If you're wondering, then maybe not.
It's Danny D.
Go ahead. It's about Ken.
And the question is, is or has Ken ever been a dues-paying member of the Libertarian Party?
Okay, the Libertarian Party, you're familiar with, right?
Yes.
And the less government is best government. No, you know, right? Fewer laws are better laws. So, was Ken ever officially a member?
I'm such a politico.
No,
Wait, why are you helping her like that?
Well, why were you helping her with the other things?
Okay, what's your official answer there, Matt?
I already said it.
Is that
she
a
said
yes?
No.
Shoot. Okay. Let's take another call. Come on. Let's just go. Stop your gabbing. Go.
I'm working on it.
No, you're taking. I'm going to give her an X.
No.
No, because you're stalling.
I'm not
fingers.
Stalling.
Work
he's
your
not
fingers.
He just doesn't know what the buttons do.
Hi, you're
he
on.
He knows what all the buttons do.
You're on the air.
He wired the damn button.
Hello there. What's that? What did you say?
I can't believe I got through.
Right,
okay. I can't believe it.
Okay, go ahead. We have 7
That's
minutes.
That's a funny joke.
So, little known fact. Ken grew up in a socialist commune.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. Ken grew up in a commune.
A commune?
Yeah,
a commune, right? Not in a house. Not with a family. You know, a nuclear family. It was sort of a community-based childhood.
Community-based.
Community-based childhood.
A commune.
We all breathed the same
air. You've probably seen documentaries about communes on Netflix.
Oh yeah, like.
Ken's wasn't like that. He never made the news. Okay, so this is true or false.
Oh, do you know Bill Hader's making a Jonestown movie?
Oh,
is
like,
he really?
Fantastic.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be a series, actually.
Oh, okay. Like
is he
going to
play Jim Jones?
He's
series.
Playing Jim Jones.
Really? Okay. Is he?
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
How many people died in your commune?
Not as many as in Jonestown.
Oh, you didn't go for the record?
No.
Okay, so this
no,
is
we
true or false.
Tried. Jesus.
Did Ken spend his childhood in a commune?
Good Lord, we tried. Jim Jones set a very high
true.
Bar.
You think that's true? No, honey. You're at 4X's. You are living on the edge.
My
Don't
dad.
Don't say, oh, boy. Come on.
My dad
yeah, this
did.
Guy did you no favors. Yeah, Ken's dad lived
My
on a
dad
commune.
Grew up in a commune.
Oh, yeah. I definitely heard something about Ken's family and communes, and that's why yeah. I said
Ken knew a. You knew a Friedman. What, but not which reason.
Yeah, my dad's side of the family
this
had
would
this.
Be great. One more X.
No. Two
one
more. I can
X.
have five or less.
Okay,
or
you're
fewer.
Right. Okay, two more.
Two more
Let's
chances.
Go. Let's take the call. Let's take that call.
Yes.
Oh, this will be great. Cool.
You
no,
saw
no,
it.
No.
I hit the button.
201, 209, 9368. Okay. No, Ken.
Ow. Hi, you're on here.
Come on, Ken.
Yeah, there's somebody
Ken,
there.
That's cheating.
No.
Okay, for every time Ken
you're
cheats.
You're hitting me.
Every time Ken cheats, I'm taking.
You're tickling
I'm
me.
I'm taking $32.
There was somebody on
I'm
the phone.
I'm taking $32 out of her pocket.
There was
you
somebody.
There's already so few.
201 209 9368. No, your partner in crime here is cheating.
No, he's not.
He is. Okay, let's take the call.
Yes, you're on
Go.
The
air. Hi, you're on the air.
Ken's second cousin once removed was Manson.
Charles Manson, the mass killer, was related to Ken. He's Ken's second
Think about
cousin.
It now, Max.
I'm thinking
think,
about
think
it.
Think about it.
Yeah. Everything you know
what
about Ken.
It?
Maybe you want to take a lifeline. You are entitled to a lifeline.
Max, you've seen him in staff meetings, right?
I haven't.
I don't believe she has.
Well, if you have, then this is a very easy question. Ken is related to mass killer Charles Manson, notorious mass murderer.
That is not true. That's false. There's no way.
There's, well,
yeah, that's absurd.
Okay, it's false, but it's not absurd.
Why?
Yeah, why? Okay, come on, let's take another call.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what? Oh, two more X's. Come on, let's go. 201-209-9368. Talk fast.
Hi, you're on the air.
Talk faster.
Hey, how's it going?
Talk okay. faster. We don't care how it's going.
The origin story of Andy and Ken meeting was on the set of Saturday Night Live episode where Ken was an extra.
Ken worked as an extra at Saturday Night
That's
Live.
That's not
where
true. He didn't.
That was great. Great effort, though. A for effort. Oh,
I'm
going to
keep on going faster if you make them talk faster.
Okay, here we go.
Max, don't forget you are allowed to call.
Lifelines.
No, not after. Not when there's 10 minutes or less left. I forgot.
Can we explain why Andy's getting so frantic? Because if Max gets one more question wrong, then Andy gets to keep his $84.
84. Why are you at 84?
Exactly.
Ken? I thought it was 110.
Thank you, Ken. $84.
We're in the final.
Okay, take the call. Last call. Let's go. Go. Hi,
you're on the air.
True or false? Ken has never been to Alabama.
The state of Alabama.
I say Ken's been to Alabama. Do you say it's true?
Yes, Ken has been to Alabama.
No, he has not. Okay, this is it. You have one more X and you're off. Here we go.
No, wait, I have been
to Alabama. You have not been to Alabama.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I have been to
Alabama. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I have been to Alabama.
When?
I drove through Alabama.
Yeah, but your feet never touched the soil. You were in a car.
He went to a rest stop in Alabama.
I got out in Mobile, whatever it's called.
Did I win?
Well, it's not an X.
No, it's not an X.
Yes!
Whoops.
Oh. All right, well, let's say goodnight. Okay, here, you...
No, you have 3 minutes left, Andy.
You will get your $27.
$84.
$84.
I'm pretty sure I said 27.
No, you said 80. You said 110.
Well, it's all recorded. We can always
play
back.
You said 110.
110.
But we still have 2 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
I have nothing to lose. Trying to be fair here.
You're hitting the brakes.
Max can get one more wrong answer, but she cannot get two more wrong answers.
Well, but we don't have enough time for two more calls. All right, hi, you're on the air. Do you have a factoid we can fact check?
Andy, earlier, what was the name of your band on Hot Hero Sandwich?
Oh, that's a great question. I was on a show. What was the name of that band? It was the House...
It was the Breckettes.
No, it was not the Breckettes.
Well, Hot Hero Sandwich was...
It was the House band.
Andy was with the Persuasions on Hot Hero
Sandwich. Well, but I also sang other songs with the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's where you were the puberty fairy and you wore a tutu.
I sang a song every other show. It was a series.
Held a Magic Wand.
It probably made me the household name I am today.
Oh, it's Matt Fiveash of Weekly World Blues.
All right. Well, listen, Max, you have been wonderful, and I owe you. Why don't we split
84.
The difference?
84.
Nope.
Wait, I'll do the math. Hold on.
$84. Plus, you need to get her an Uber home tonight.
I don't want you to. Yeah, Ken is right. Don't.
Because
don't
you're the one who's making her stay out late.
It's 7.
It's 7 o'clock at night.
But wait, isn't her show like...
She's only in high school.
Isn't her show... Andy. I would feel terrible. All right, hold on.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Andy has taken out a check.
I'll do this check. All right.
Oh,
Max,
why a check and no cash?
Because I don't have enough cash here.
By the way, Andy, I'm not going to be here next Wednesday.
Really? We have the week off?
Seriously, yeah.
Oh, my God. You have the thanks of a grateful nation. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to Salt Lake City.
Fantastic. Yeah. We all have the week off.
Yes.
Great news for everyone. All right.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You're going to reap just what you sow, so you better take it slow. I'm telling you because I know the wheels of fortune are going to run you down, so you better stop and settle down. You know the tick of the clock don't ever, ever stop, and you're getting older every day. The wheels of fortune are going to run you down, so you better stop and settle down. Well, before you sleep a wink, you better stop and think what the future may hold for you. Because the wheels of fortune are going to run you down, so you better stop and settle down.
Kitchen. Don't doing no good. Gonna get me woman to burn my coal and wood. I'm gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move, baby. Honey, well, they don't want you. But if you don't like a pigeon, don't shake a tree. I ain't after your woman, but she's after me. Gonna move across the river.